Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This episode is brought to you by Verizon. With Verizon, you can now get a private 5G network, so you can do more than connect your business. You can make it even smarter. Now ports can know where every piece of cargo is and where it's going. Robots can predict breakdowns and order their own replacement parts. And retailers can get ahead of the fashion trend of the day with a new line tomorrow. With a Verizon private 5G network, you can get more agility and security, giving you more control of your business. We call this enterprise intelligence. From the network America relies on, Verizon. 5G ultra wideband available in select areas. Pre-qualification required for private 5G network. Terms apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. It's a pleasure to speak with Sophie Petter, the bureau chief of The Economist magazine in Paris. She is also the author of Revolution Française, the story of Emmanuel Macron, a very young president, still 4 years into his term. France has five-year terms. The re-election is 2022. The decision to found what becomes a political party en marche is made in Amiens in April of 2016. A year later, a lot of events in between. It's between the first and second round of the French presidential election. You must qualify to the second round by having first past the post and then a runoff between the French National Party, the FN, Marine Le Pen, and Emmanuel Macron. But Sophie takes us to an event at Amiens in April of 2017, when there's a strike and Macron makes a decision to go there with his staff to speak to the strikers, but Marine Le Pen finds a way to upstage him. What do we learn from these events, Sophie, that tells us about Macronism and about the risk taker?
Well, I think, you know, it was for me the moment when we really learned during that campaign for the presidency what sort of the kind of tough, steely, inner side to Macron that hadn't been apparent until then. What happened in Amiens that day was that Marine Le Pen had come up, upstaged him by going to go and talk to the striking workers, many of whom were very much anti-Macron and pro-her. And when Macron, who was already in the town, got word of this, he was advised by his security guards not to go anywhere near the striking workers. They told him very clearly, this is going to be dangerous for you physically. These guys are hostile. We advise you not to do it. And Macron said, you know, if I listen to the security guards every time, you know, I would be dead, as it were, politically dead. And therefore, off he went. And I remember I was there at the time. I remember it was really quite a hairy situation because they were striking down a sort of alley. So it wasn't easy to have a getaway. And his security guards had parked the cars, you know, facing up the alley to make sure that they could get away if they had to. Macron got out. He's wearing a suit, you know, he's not looking like a worker. And he's plunges into this crowd of hostile employees and unionists. And he tries to reason with them. And, you know, I don't think that any of them at the end of the day were going to be persuaded by for a minute by what he had to say. But the one thing that I came away with was that he is gutsy, that he is quite fearless in those situations, and I mean physically as well, and that he thinks that he can reason with people, and that if he engages with them, and if he talks to them, and if he argues with them and reasons with them, he thinks that he'll be able to make his point and possibly change minds. I'm not sure that he does that always, but I think that's what he tries to do. And I think it's that the risk-taking side to him that for the very first time the French began to see during that visit in Amiens.
The philosopher of the president of France drives him to make remarks that are surprising. And at one point in conversations over the years, and I believe with you, Sophie, he talked about being a Jupiterian president. I loved him for this, of course. It had never occurred to me that anybody would compare himself with Jupiter, the king of the gods of the Romans, for heaven's sakes. But he believes that the French presidency must be He uses the word mystical. Is that the same in English that it is in French? Is it metaphysical? Is it magical? How to regard mystical presidency?
Yes, I think that exactly that sense that there is something transcendent about the presidency, that this isn't just a political leader, that in France you are somehow expected to sort of embody something which is more than a person. It's about embodying a nation, an identity, a culture, a history, the weight of all the sort of French civilization, that you are supposed to sort of rise above ordinary mortals in some mystical way and become this sort of rather extraordinary figure that I think Macron thought the French wanted. He may have been wrong about that, but he thought the French wanted and that he thought he could embody. And that is, I think, this whole idea of the sort of Jupiterian presidency, and that's where it came from. Improbable as it may seem, I think that's what he really believed.
You mentioned that de Tocqueville, who toured America very early on, was a liberal monarchist. Is Macron a monarchist? Does that word have any resonance anymore in France?
Well, it does, and I don't think he for a minute is a monarchist. You know, there is a tendency in France, a literal monarchist tendency of people who want to restore the monarchy. So he certainly isn't that. He's an absolute republican in that sense. But I think what he meant was that there is, his argument was that the French somewhere, perhaps in their subconscious, felt guilty or regretful for having guillotined their own monarch, the king, and that they were somehow wanting to have a figurehead who could act like a king. And this was, again, part of this Jupiterian idea that he had cooked up. It's this idea that the French, you know, regretted or sort of longed for that kind of a figure, that they always felt they'd done something dreadful in the past. And although they could never admit it because the country was staunchly Republican, that this is the sort of figure they wanted. So it's all wrapped up in this Jupiterian idea of wanting to restore a monarch-like presidency that that Macron had and I think was trying to enact in those early years.
And observing him today, we just have 30 seconds and there's an election to win next year. Does he still think of himself as that man who came down the steps without looking? Does the man who spoke about Johnny Holiday, is he still that man after 4 years of tough office?
I think that there have been events that have intervened. There have been these yellow jacket protests that erupted across France. There have been, the pandemic has come in the way. And I think Macron is now a very different sort of, he's trying to embody a very different sort of presidency. He knows that the image he had of arrogance and of being disconnected with the French, which he was deliberately trying to sort of enact, that had sort of terrible flaws in really, and that he did need to come down off that throne, as it were.
Right, he's off Jupiter's throne, yes.
And reconnect.
Emmanuel Macron, President of France, Sophie Petter, the Paris bureau chief of The Economist magazine. The book is Revolution Française. Macron has an election to win, or not. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It's more than just a story from Big Y.
Hi, my name's Ryan. I'm a meat manager from the Great Barrington Big Y. We want to make sure that everybody comes in happy, leaves happy, and wants to come back knowing that we're their butcher. We have all sorts of grass-fed beef in the meat department. If you come in at 7 o'clock at night and go, hey, I want an inch and a half thick ribeye, you're getting an inch and a half thick ribeye. It still feels like that old-school butcher.
It's giving it to you straight. It's more than food. It's my Big Y.
Show the girls some love. Take control of your breast cancer risk. Schedule your mammogram with Nuvance Health today. Nuvance Health makes getting a screening mammogram easy with weekend and evening appointments available at many of their convenient locations throughout Connecticut and the Hudson Valley. You'll have access to comprehensive breast cancer screening services that detect breast cancer early when it's most treatable, including 3D mammography, all while getting your results back quickly. Schedule your mammogram today. Visit nuvancehealth.org/mammogram.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.